In the Nehi, we continue the special halachas of the boats. They were more makeable by the boat than by a house because you have less of the options to have to do things from the boat. And therefore, we saw if you want to draw water into the boat, then it's enough to make a dot that is 4x4 tefachim with a hole in the middle and draw water through that. If the boat is 10 tefachim or more above the water levels, if you're drawing water, you're drawing water through the Malkum Tur because the tablets of the waterway goes up to 10 tefachim. So then it's enough to have protrusion, which is even smaller than 4x4, and you make a hole in it, and you draw the water through that, since you're going through Malkum Tur. It's enough just to have this heker of this board that's sticking out. It's less than 4x4. If you have water that you want to spill out back into the lake, river, whatever it is, ocean, and you wash your dishes and you want to get rid of that water, well, then they were more lenient, and you could, it's enough to, as long as you don't pour it directly into the water, it is acceptable. Because if you pour it directly into the water, it's wrong directly from a Shuziyot to a Kamalis. But if you pour it on the walls, on the outside walls, and it just drips down into the thing, that's called koichoi. And koichoi is more lenient. Shabru says this is talking about a case where the walls of the boat are not 10 tefachim above the water. But if they are, then if he does not want to pour on the outside wall of the boat, he doesn't want to get dirty with his waters that are not so clean, then he can throw it directly into the water since he's going for a Malkum Tur. He's throwing from it, just he offers to a Malkum Tur into the Kamalis, as long as he made some type of heker. It's the same thing as having tapka water. If you have the waste matter, fields, after you age your orange, put it on the top of the wall of your boat, and the wind comes and blows it into the thing. It's not even past the wind. So you put it in a precarious way that's going to probably fall into the thing. As long as you don't throw it into the water, it just slides down into the water. It's good. And the Ramah says, I am a comment in Shin Zion, and it says nothing. State, Svinas do it to two boats next to each other, also Talpam Yizu Bazu, and Kekshura Zu Bazu. They're not capping one to the other unless they're tied together. Because if they're not tied together, then there's a chance that they will separate from one another, and they'll be separated by a Kamalist. Therefore, we're concerned, you have something going to fall while you're transferring it from one boat to the next, and you're going to carry from the Kamalist to the other. So there's nothing to do with Erech HaSeiris. You know, they both belong to the same person. But here's a chash that will fall into the Kamalas, you pick it up, and you carry from the Kamalas to the Shuziyofi. Bruce says, though, there are more lenient opinions that say that the problem here is not because it may fall down and you pick it up, but it's from that one belongs to two different people, and therefore, even they made an Erev between the two of them, but the rule that the Erev works is only in as much as the two Rishuyis are connected to one another. The second they separate from one another, so this is a wall between the two. So I can't, there's no way for me to make Erev Hashem with you, unless there's no wall between us. Oy, Helen, Kenem, Gvoyis, Menamai, Masar. So we have two aces, one is attached to one another, the other one is a tenth problem above the water. Now the question is, what does that help if they're not tied together? I don't understand that one. Because before we said the problem that maybe it'll fall down, or maybe two different streets, what does it have with them? Well, intense open broke the ground. And the Tzrichim, the Orev, the since these are boats that people are living in, it has a din of a house, and therefore, if you want to pass from one to the other, you have to make an Erev Chaseris between the two of them if they belong to two different people. Siv Beis, Beis Akishah Nehemiah, if there's a person that has a bathroom that is on his porch, and it's over a river that's going underneath, and basically the waste goes into the river. There's a problem that he's still moving something from the Shusiyoka to the Carmelis. So, what is the Asa in this situation? Like we saw before, if you have a porch over the waterway and you want to draw water from it, you need this Mechitza. So, also here, you can make a Mechitza 10 Tvachim Tor, even though it does not reach the water. Here it has to be made for the water. So Mishmaru says it has to be made, if you have a porch sticking out, it has to be made under the porch, and that way it's recognizable you're doing it for Heter Shabbos. Because if it's a mechitza above the porch, that just prevents you from falling off of it. Or if it's for privacy, that's not good enough. It has to be something made specifically for that purpose. Also, daf, or kona, pochus, mishkosh, tipul, asoida, olov, kosh, tipul, amayim. You have some things set up that you have a piece of wood board underneath the hole, and when excrement and the like falls down, it first falls onto that before it goes into the water. Then ain't shoch mechitzes, the havele perigle karmelis. Then you don't mechitzes because whatever is going to be going down into the water is not going directly into the water. It's going to hit the board, and then from there it's going to drift down into the karmelis. It's only perigle. They permitted in these circumstances. So the zav once again has to be within three tefachim of the hole, and that board is considered an extension of the rishus, since it's within three tefachim. But then, in the basic isa oisa ka, shetayna fels at tzidei ha-koisa v'hafikam, gengez na fels lamat v'kamlis, it's also good to step in the fashion that the excrement will not go straightly from the rishus yoga to the kamlis, but it'll hit a wall and roll down from that. It's also good. We made this board set up from before Shabbos, and it got broken on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you had a situation set up that it will not go directly from the Shusiyot to the Kamalist. It goes through the board. Now the board is broken, so everything's going to go directly from the Shusiyot to the Kamalist. Since that's only Yisrael Rabbanon, and here's an issue of Kod Abriyas, they permitted one to continue using it, since you did everything you can before Shabbos, to prevent exchange directly from the Shusiyot to the Kamalist.